Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
I'm Scott Munn, along with our host Tug Cowart here on the Braves Country Podcast, proudly launching our fourth year on the Braves Radio Network. The Indigo Girls are synonymous with Georgia, on a par with Braves baseball, Peaches, the Dogs, or the fabulous Fox Theater. Amy and Emily of the Indigo Girls are coming home to Atlanta to play the Fox Theater on Sunday, April 28th for a very special benefit concert. The annual Fox Revival Show is going to be epic again this year, hosted by Kevin Kinney and featuring the Indigo Girls, Charlie Starr with Benji Shanks of Blackberry Smoke, Matthew Sweet, and Sean Mullins. As usual, the Fox Revival rolls out another true Atlanta all-star team. And to invite y'all to the revival at the Fox, we're honored to host one half of the Indigo Girls, Amy Ray. Welcome to Braves Country.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I hear you're in North Georgia, just like my buddy Tug Cowart here.
I'm in North Georgia. That's right. I'm up in Dahlonega.
I grew up in North Georgia, and it is something I love more than anything in the world. And it's funny, Amy, that I grew up wanting to be from anywhere except North Georgia. I grew up. That's no joke. I tell the story all the time. Like, my wife will make fun of me occasionally because she's like, when we met, and we've been married for like 23 years now, and she's like, when we met, you were into alternative rock and you're wearing combat boots and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah. Only thing I wanted to be was not country and not from North Georgia. And now it's gone the other way. It's the only thing I want to be because that's who I am.
Yeah, it's funny how we reject those things when we're young, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of kids around here that don't want to be from here. they immerse themselves in hip-hop culture, and it's pretty cool because then it combines with what they know about other kinds of music, and that's you know, what's happening. But I know they're always complaining about being so bored here, you know?
One day they'll appreciate it. One day they'll look back and be like, I'm glad I had that phase. And then when you get back to who you are, then you're even more well-rounded.
Yeah, I mean, I actually was one of those kids that always wanted to live. I was a country girl, you know, and went to camp up here in Camp Glisson and was always like, I'm going to move up here one day. And then I did. So
cool.
I've had aspirations to live in the woods, I think, since I was about 8 years old.
And we're all embracing our countryside here on the Braves Country Podcast. And, you know, some of those kids, they could turn to the Atlanta Braves Radio Network and pass the time a little bit if they're bored up there and get into the Braves. And I know the Indigo Girls are, y'all are Braves fans. And you're,
of course.
And the Indigo Girls are symbolic of Atlanta and the South. You know, we just celebrated the Braves' 50th anniversary of Hank Aaron's 715th home run, which broke Babe Ruth's record, and now he's the true home run king. Is that something that's near and dear to your heart? And did Hank Aaron ever, you know, have an impact on you?
I mean, Hank Aaron had an impact in a lot of ways. I think, you know, just generally, I'll say that I've always felt like sports and specifically baseball were sort of those places where we were working out, you know, racism and the things that we needed to work out about intolerance. And I know people hate it when you politicize sports, but I think it's a natural, it's kind of like the military. It's a natural thing when people are working together as a team. You have to work out, you know, differences. And I think baseball helped break the color barrier. And I'm sure Hank Aaron went through a lot of stuff. You know, I don't know. I heard an interview yesterday with Rose Scott about Hank Aaron. And it made me want to read a bunch of books, you know, and think more about that. Cause that's always been something that I've felt like baseball. I used to sit, you know, with my grandma and watch baseball together. She was a huge Braves fan. And that's one of the things that kind of bound us together, was watching the game together. And now my mom spends more time, you know, having to sit down and stuff. So we watch sports together as well. So it's kind of a common uniter. And it also sort of, I think a lot of things, it sets the stage for a lot of conversation. And race has been one of the big ones, I think.
There's so many stories like the one you just shared, Amy. Like for me, it was my daddy. I grew up in Northwest Georgia, in Dalton, Georgia. And every night before we or right after we sat down for dinner as a family, we would go in and we would watch Sanford and Son, and we'd watch the Andy Griffith Show, and we'd watch the Braves. It's just what we did. And there's so many stories. Like, our stories are unique to us, but not unique to what the Braves have done for families over generations since they've been in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's something to be proud of, and, you know, to get behind as well, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It makes it fun. And now I do it with my own son. Yeah, I mean, well, I did.
Oh, that's cool.
I did until he's off at College of Charleston now, but we still text back and forth about the Braves.
Shoot. I have a signed Dale Murphy baseball sitting on my desk that my grandma gave me, actually.
Wow.
Although I think I need to treat it better because it's fading. I'm not sure how to get that to reverse.
Well, bring it on up here. We'll have him freshen it up for you a little bit.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
You're going to take it from me, aren't you?
That's right.
It's going to be Scott's now. Right. It's Scott's favorite Dale Murphy autograph.
God, we can work out a trade one day, I think. Yeah.
Well, I would never trade Dale Murphy like the Braves did.
Yeah, right? If there's anything low down, that might have been it. That was low down trading Dale Murphy like that. Talking to Amy Ray of the Indigo
Group. I know. I'm sorry to bring up a sore subject.
Yeah, well, look, you can tell it bothers us still. It happened like 1987, and we're still stuck on it.
I'm wounded.
Those wounds stick with you a long time.
Maybe that was supposed to fade on my baseball.
Yeah, but could be. But Murph hasn't. He's around the stadium a lot. He's around the team a lot. He's got that little restaurant over across the way. So people run into him. People see him. And he's as kind as he always. He represents Atlanta so well. And much like the Indigo Girls, much like you. And look, the Fox Theater, too. Oh, my gosh. That's a great symbol of Atlanta. I mean, historic theaters. You know, throughout communities, throughout Georgia. I would assume that's why you and Emily are playing the Fox Theater, that Foundation Revival show this year.
Well, we're playing at the Fox Revival concert because, well, Kevin Kenney is hosting it, and they asked us, and we love the Fox. And also, that program funds smaller theaters in small towns to be renovated. And actually, our theater up here, the Holly Theater, was renovated by some of those funds. And I have that connection. I always appreciated that. And But I'm playing it because it's going to be fun, you know, to be with Kevin and a couple guys from Blackberry Smoke. And now Matthew Sweet's going to be there and Sean Mullins. And, you know, we're going to do a full set, and it's going to be really fun. I mean, the Fox is, like, for me, one of my biggest childhood memories is being in the Fox all the time, like to see movies. You know, plays. In high school, I used to go watch the movie festivals they would have there. Like, you know, I'd go see East of Eden and Giant, you know, and all the James Dean flicks and stuff, and it, on the big screen, you know.
So, that's so cool.
Whenever I'm there, I just love being there. I go there to see shows all the time, and I love to play there. So, yeah, that's going to be a really great show. It's going to be awesome. It's on April 28th, I believe, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Here, I'll run through it for everybody. If you're listening at home, go ahead and dial it up on your computer. You get revival tickets at foxtheater.org, and it's Sunday, April 28th, 7:30 at the Fabulous Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Revival is hosted by Kevin Kenney, like Amy just said, and it features performances by the Indigo Girls, Charlie Starr with Benji Shanks of Blackberry Smoke, and special appearances by Matthew Sweet and Sean Mullins.
Great lineup.
I mean, that's an Atlanta All-Star
great
team.
Lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
What else is coming up for you and the Indigo Girls? I mean, I know you had the Look Long record that came out a couple years ago. Any new things that y'all have recorded or plan to record, tour plans, any of that stuff?
We got a lot going on. We have a documentary that came out, and it's been down at the Terra last week, and now it's at different theaters across the U.S., and then it's going to go to streaming, and it's called It's Only Life After All. And then our music was used in a movie called Glitter and Doom, which is a little indie flick. And it's just kind of our songs were used in a really sort of like a creative way, very mashed up, and you wouldn't totally even recognize them, some of them, but they sort of fuel the whole film and the whole score and the whole narrative and stuff. So that's cool. And then we have a great tour coming at the end of summer in August. We're with Melissa Etheridge on the East Coast. And in September, we're going to be with Amos Lee out in the West.
Love that guy.
And then, you know, a couple more shows in the fall. We're taking some time off in 2025 in the beginning to write and everything. And then I've got my solo band has a few shows in the South in May. We're doing a show in Duluth, but it's sold out already, but it's for the city of Duluth. It's going to be fun. And then we got a show in Nashville at the Sydney Winery. And Asheville's doing a really cool festival. A 30th anniversary of one of my favorite clubs up there called the Grey Eagle. And it's an outdoor festival, and that's going to be like, I think May 18th. And so, you know, just doing some stuff. And me and Emily's working on some musicals that she's got like three going, she's juggling.
Wow.
And so we got a lot going on, but most of all, we just, you know, we're trying to balance now and spend time with our families and be home enough to enjoy where we live, because we love where we live, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to get home when you can, but man, y'all are staying busy. You're burning the road up. And I've been telling Tug about your solo career, Amy.
Totally. Really rants excited. And raves about it.
I know. It's like, well, see, Tug is a host on 101.5 here, which is the big 100,000 watt country station.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays, he does Georgia, what do you call it?
Georgia Country Sunday Night.
Georgia Country Sunday Night. And I think that a lot of your solo records, especially,
we got to get them
on
there.
They belong on that country station. So,
well, it is country.
It is country.
It's straight up. It does have a pedal steel in it.
And you, I mean, that, right. Most country don't have pedal steels in it anymore.
And Tug, Matt, her pedal steel player, Matt Smith, huge Braves fan. And that's kind of how I got to know Amy and Matt.
Matt is like, I don't even think we can play gigs when the Braves are playing. I think it's like,
he's like, uh-uh.
No, Matt Smith, our pedal steel player and dobro player, he plays guitar, dobro, pedal steel,
wow.
And banjo. It's crazy how much he knows about sports,
yeah.
Any sport. But mm-hmm. he's a big Braves fan, so I know Scott always talks to Matt.
Sure,
yeah. Right, Kevin Kenny gigs.
Yeah, well, we had a great tour out to Texas and back where you had Kevin come and open solo acoustic, and it was Matt talked to me from like soundcheck to the show about the Braves. We had our own little podcast. It was fantastic.
When he found out what you do, he freaked out.
Exactly. But I got to tell you, on that tour, I really fell in love with your country gospel song, "The Gig That Matters." It's from your Goodnight Tender record.
Yeah.
Tell us about writing that song and exactly what you're talking about there. We're going to play it to close the show today, actually, because I want people to hear it.
I mean, it's a funny beginning, because I wrote it when Emily and I were playing at this private party, which we rarely do, but someone talked us into this somehow, and it was a lot of drunk people throwing beach balls all over the place down in Florida. And I was just a little bit humiliated. So I was like, you know, so I started writing a song called "The Gig That Matters," meaning the gig that you play when you go to Heaven's Gate and you want to get in, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're proving yourself to St. Peter. And that's just what I was thinking about. And I kind of couched it in, "I'm practicing for the gig that matters." Like all of this and all of your goodwill and all of the things you do in life should be, you know, they should matter. It should matter. Like it should make a difference to people. It should make a difference to your community. And ultimately, you know, I was metaphorically talking about, you know, getting into Heaven's Gate by being the righteous person that I wanted to be, you know, by being as true to my morals as I want to be. And it wasn't the epitome of the bad things was this party at the moment.
Right.
It was like pure debauchery and a lot of money being thrown around and drunk people. And I was like, oh, wow, this is like totally not us. You know, we are not a party band at all. So that's how I wrote it, you know, but then it turned into a reflection just about how the world's doing and how I could be a better person and stuff.
Gosh, I love that. I mean, it's when I hear and I feel like more people, Amy, are being vocal about their faith. I'm always vocal about my faith. I want to be more Christ-like every day and love like Jesus does. And I see that in Hollywood, you know, like, is it Chris Pratt maybe that's the big time?
Chris Pratt.
He's like, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. And I'm like, that's my guy. I don't even know what movie you're in, but I'm already drawn to you. You know, I just don't get into movies and TV shows like my wife Laura or my son does, but music's my thing. So when I hear him say that and I hear you say that, like, that makes a difference to me. That means something to me. And as much as your music has meant to me over the years, that means even more to me.
Oh, wow. Well,
it really
you know,
does.
We all have our guiding lights, I guess, you know, and I was raised a Methodist and it stuck with me.
God bless you.
You know.
That's awesome. Like I said, I grew up listening to Indigo Girls music. I've always been a fan. My wife's from upstate New York and, you know, we connected. That was kind of our connecting thing was music and it was Indigo Girls and it was REM and I introduced her to Driving and Crying and now she's a fan. Mm-hmm. And so that has meant so much to me and my wife and even my family because we listen to y'all's music all the time at home. And we just, you know, we built this huge playlist and we listen to it all the time. But that's something that is not unique to me and my family. It's meant so much to so many people in Atlanta. And we have our favorite songs, of course. What are some of your favorite songs? What are the ones that you like to play and that we'll probably see at the Fox?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's all about you know, when you're playing live, it's about the audience a lot, how the audience makes the song even better. So Emily's song, Closer to Fine, of course, is the one. And it's always fun because everybody sings and we have guests come out and sing with us. We'll get Kevin to come out and sing, and I know Sean will come out. We'll probably play Kid Fears because I really like to have Sean Mullins sing the bridge on that song that Michael Stipe did originally. Yeah. That's a really fun song to do live. And then there's a song called Go that's kind of a rocker, and we like to do that one. And Galileo, of course.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Because everybody sings. And yeah. I mean, for us, with the live show, we mix it up between like obscure deep cuts that, you know, are just like stuff that we want to do, and they're more introspective. And then we sing the ones that everybody can participate in because it's super fun. I mean, that's what makes the live show, right? You know, is the community that's in it.
And are y'all going to have your band with you, or just the two of y'all with acoustics and no band? How's it going to work?
I think we're going to have Lyris Hung with us, our mm-hmm. violinist.
Cool.
Or we're going to be ourselves. I'm not sure which one. We're taking the full band out in August and September, but we're playing acoustic as a duo right now.
Well, you guys fill up the room, and I can't wait to hear you all at the Fox. And I got to tell you, Sunday, April 28th, is Tug Cowart's anniversary with his wife,
that's right,
Laura. And I'm trying to tell him that he needs to bring her down there to come hang out and be VIP guests at the Big Rock Show.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your kind words. The band meaning so much to us as a couple, it makes us that much more intriguing. And here's the problem we run into, and this is going to sound crazy, but we've got a freshman in college, and we either have to move him out because his freshman year is coming to an end, either the week before the show or the week of the show. It all hinges on when I have to get him out of his dorm over on Liberty Street in Charleston.
You're a mover.
Family first.
Without a doubt.
That's right.
Without a doubt. But it would be so special.
You could bring him along. We'll get you a plus one.
There you go. Well, I'll be carrying bags of clothes and, and baseball gear. Just all this great stuff.
Just pull the moving truck up outside the Fox.
We'll have the U-Haul out there. It'll be like Christmas vacation or something.
We'll give you a special parking spot.
Goodness
there
gracious.
There you go. Ooh, now you're raising the stakes. Now parking.
That's something else.
Tickets are one thing, but VIP parking, that's a whole other ballgame.
That's next level.
That makes it, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
So another thing that makes it for us, Amy, is Tug and I, we love all Southern culture, but especially Southern food.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Just love it. And we know you do, too. I heard, and I wanted to see if this is true, I heard that y'all had a hand in starting the popular Flying Biscuit restaurants around Georgia. Is that true?
All right, well, that's all Emily, actually. She is a foodie.
Okay.
And she helped start that restaurant. You know, she helped fund it. And
that's cool.
And then they had, and then she opened the Watershed with three partners, and the Watershed in Decatur did really well. And then it shut down, and a couple of the people that were there started another restaurant called Red Bird. So Emily's like the foodie. I'm kind of like the bottom feeder.
You eat the deli tray?
Yeah, I'll
right.
Go.
Veggie burger. Got it.
Veggie burger. Okay.
Okay. I see.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like the one that, like, the hardest thing for me to get up when I stopped eating meat was the Varsity.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And now I just go there and get a pimento cheese.
Hey, let me tell you, that's like a delicacy in Augusta because the Masters coming up. I mean, like, that's the thing to get if you ever go to the Masters. I've never been, but that's what I hear is that they have $1.50 pimento cheese sandwiches.
It's good stuff. I have a place up in North Georgia that it's just a burger place, but it's called Yona Burger up near Cleveland and Helen, and it's just like a little hole in the wall burger joint.
Favorite kind.
They used to have great veggie burgers, and they stopped doing it because I'm the only one that buys them, I think.
Oh,
but,
no.
But their regular hamburgers, I hear from my friends, are amazing. So that's a great place. You know, there's some little places in Cleveland Square and up in there. There's, I think, the Cottage House is one place. And I end up, you know, I eat a lot of Indian food and Thai food. So I spend my time looking for, like, the hole-in-the-wall Thai restaurants, you know, that are great.
You got a lot of that in North Georgia?
Yeah.
No.
I got to get down to about 20 minutes south. And Gainesville's got some now.
Okay.
But it's happening. Things, you know, restaurants are opening up that are more ethnic sometimes. But we eat at the little local places like Connie's on the square in Dahlonega. They, you know, it's just a little ice cream grilled sandwiches place that my kid and I go and sit on the little stool at the counter and
sweet.
Watch them make the food. You know, we do stuff like that. It's fun.
It's okay. Like a meet and three, because I'll tell you, when we go to meet and three, or when I grew up going to meet and threes, and then my wife moved down from New York, I would take her to a meet and three. She'd never even heard of that. But she would always, seriously, she was like, I don't know what you're talking about, a meet and three. What does that even mean? And she would always get vegetables. Like, I'd get a hamburger steak or some fried chicken or something to go with mine. And she would always get just vegetables. And that, like, for a long time was shocking to me because I'd never seen anybody just eat like that.
A nothing and three.
That's exactly right. That's right. Scott, exactly. Yeah.
You get four.
You're right. You're exactly. You've done it before, too.
Yeah. I mean, I ate at Mary Mac's like all the time when I was growing up. That was my, on Ponce Leon, that was my jam. I ate at Mary Mac's with my family all the time. And then when I got out of the house, I ate there all the time. So I was way into that, way into Mary Mac's. I love the meat and three. I just take, I'd skip the meat and do the three.
That's right. Or the fourth.
And dessert.
Yeah, and yes, that's right. And the dessert. Don't
so, so bottom line here, we need to send our bill for my, you know, like my, I need to send my gym bill to Emily because of all those biscuits from the Flying Biscuit. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Yes, okay.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Get you on a treadmill quick.
I love it.
I love it. Delicious, wholesome, good food, good conversation, good concert coming up. Need to let folks know where they can find you. IndigoGirls.com and Amy-Ray.com on socials at Indigo_Girls to get Revival tickets, FoxTheater.org. As Scott has already mentioned, I'll mention it again, April 28th, 7:30, the fabulous Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. The Fox presents Revival, hosted by Kevin Kenney, featuring performances by the Indigo Girls, Charlie Starr with Benji Shanks of Blackberry Smoke, and special appearances by Matthew Sweet and Sean Mullins. It benefits all these wonderful
historic theaters
around the state.
They either need a little renovation or they might need to reopen. Some of them have been shuttered or whatever, but they're really the center of their communities, and it kind of brings everybody together the way Braves baseball does. But down in, you know, there's a great one down in Thomaston, Georgia that I love to go to, and just, you know, anytime you can get a gig at a little theater, Amy, you know it's going to be a nice evening.
I always said to Emily, we should just do a tour of Georgia small town theaters.
I like that idea.
So fun to play, and all the towns are all great, and people are awesome. So, yeah, and it's really great to see some of these theaters opening back up, because it's true. It becomes the centerpiece, and they always do, like, you know, they get involved in like theater performances, and they get the kids, bring the kids into it, you know, and bring the older folks into it that might be retired and, you know, come and get into acting. It's really neat. You know, it really changes the community.
In my hometown of Dalton, Georgia, is the Wink Theater, and my mama got me a Wink Theater Christmas ornament.
It's the Wink.
W-I-N-K.
Cool. If they're not using marketing language that says wink, wink, nudge, nudge, then they're missing the boat.
Buddy, I think they've missed it.
I just wrote that. We need t-shirts.
We need something. Absolutely. Wink Theater. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's exactly right. Amy, thank you so much for taking a moment with us today. It means so much to you because I know you probably hear this all the time, how wonderful you are, but you are. And we appreciate what you bring to the table, who you are, the music that you've been such a big part of so many people's life. And if you ever are down this way, down near the ballpark here at the Battery Atlanta Truist Park where we do this show, we want you to swing by. I mean, you and the band, you by yourself, whomever wants to come, you're always welcome. The door is always open.
That's super sweet. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We would love it. The gig that matters from the 2014 Amy Ray album, Goodnight Tender, on Damon Records. We're going to play that now on the Braves Country Podcast here on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
We'll see y'all at the Fox. Thanks, Amy.
But thank y'all.
Thank you. Hope you have the best day ever.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Can't help but change.
soldier, aimless soldier. Keep me in line, keep me in line. Yeah, this is a song for all the sinners. Never know they made the difference. And the worthless saints, abandoned in the trenches. The Lamb of God, lost in the woods. Yeah, I'm practicing for the gig that matters. I want to see my Savior's face. When St. Peter says, sing your song, child, and I'll let you through these pearly gates. I want to say, Lordy, I'm here to bear some witness. No disrespect, but just in case you missed it. There's some long haul suffering, broken folks who need mending. They ain't seen your help yet. There's some long haul suffering, broken folks who need mending. And they ain't seen your help yet.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.